a big return, and a possible exit. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, January 17th, 2022. This update is brought to you by IndieWrestling.us. That's Indie with a Y.
WWE.
Mustafa Ali wants out. He revealed over the weekend that he has asked for his release from WWE. He posted a video message on his social media. It read that Ali, quote, has a dream that is much bigger than his pro wrestling dreams, end quote. We do not know yet if WWE will grant Ali his request. Roman Reigns became the longest reigning Universal Champion in WWE history over the weekend, eclipsing Brock Lesnar's 503-day reign. The Viking Raiders are the number one contenders for the SmackDown tag titles. They earned that by winning a four-way on Friday's SmackDown. Also, Aaliyah got a roll-up win over Natalya. WWE said the match time of 3.17 seconds is a new record for the fastest women's match in company history. As of Sunday night, there are no matches announced for tonight's Raw. Jon Moxley is returning to the ring. GCW announced that he will defend the GCW Championship against Homicide at GCW's Big Show at New York's Hammerstein Ballroom on January 23rd. Moxley stepped away from the ring last November to enter an inpatient alcohol treatment program. There's been no announcement on when Mox will return to AEW. Also announced for GCW's Hammerstein show, the Briscoes will hold an open challenge for their GCW tag titles. At GCW's show in Detroit on Friday night, Matt Cardona won the ECW TV title from Rhino. In Chicago on Saturday night, AJ Gray ended PCO's 1,226-day reign as the GCW Extreme Champion. Also at that GCW event, Jonathan Gresham retained the Ring of Honor World Championship against Too Cold Scorpio, but the other ROH champion, Bandido, lost a non-title match to Blake Christian. Both versions of the ROH World title were defended on Sunday at the debut show for the Terminus promotion. Bandido successfully defended his ROH World Championship against Baron Black, and Gresham retained the original ROH World title in his match against Josh Alexander. It ended in a double pin. Gresham and Bandido came face-to-face after the main event, but they were interrupted by AEW's Santana. He challenged Gresham, and they will meet for the original ROH World title at the next Terminus show on February 24th.
AEW.
At least seven matches are being promoted for tonight's Dark Elevation, including Ruby Soho versus Kenzie Page. Plus, pretty Peter Avalon is promising an announcement on his career status. Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus are still the AEW Tag Team Champions. They beat John Silver and Alex Reynolds on Friday night's Rampage. Also on that show, Adam Cole got a tainted win over Trent Beretta.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
On Saturday's episode of New Japan Strong, Jonah beat David Finlay. Plus, Carl Fredericks and Kevin Knight beat Bateman and Mysterioso. In Pro Wrestling NOAH, Katsuhiko Nakajima is still the GHC Heavyweight Champion. He retained the gold with a win over Masakita Miya on Sunday. 10 NOAH wrestlers were pulled from that show due to coronavirus protocols. Kevin Fertig, the former Kevin Thorne in WWE, says he suffered a torn bicep during Ohio Valley Wrestling's Nightmare Rumble over the weekend. On his Facebook, Fertig wrote he is set for surgery this week, and he indicated that this could be the end of his in-ring career. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, January 17th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.